What's happening, guys? Welcome back. Some breaking news. Let's talk about Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Joshua. Apparently, by multiple sources, this one is a done deal signed. It's supposed to go down March 9th this year, 2024, in Saudi Arabia. Hey, this is huge for Francis. Another high profile, no doubt, big payday fight. The man just keeps on winning. He was at odds with the UFC. They parted ways. The vast majority of fans and even fighters thought it was a mistake. Francis believed in himself, believed in his stock. Just had a huge boxing match with Tyson Fury, got a tremendous payday. And now he secured one with Anthony Joshua, which no doubt is going to get eyeballs on it. Big fight, big fight. So happy for Francis. Now quickly, let me just talk about this boxing match. So in some respects, Anthony Joshua is more dangerous than Tyson Fury for Francis Ngannou. And I say that because his size and dimensions match Francis. He's also a physical specimen and Adonis himself. He's going to have similar power. And as a one-shot knockout artist, he's more dangerous than Tyson Fury. And those are just stats and numbers, guys. Facts. Anthony Joshua's KO percentage rate is 78.6%, 24 KOs and 30 fights. Most of those are within 3 rounds. He's stopping, guys. Tyson Fury, 70.6, 24 KOs and 35 fights. Tyson Fury drags fights out. He kind of beats people with technique and volume. Anthony Joshua is pretty versatile. I mean, that guy can box technically. He can brawl. He has power. Make no mistake about this. He could stop Francis Ngannou with one punch. He's another physical freak. So this boxing match is super dangerous for Francis. Now, can Francis stop Anthony Joshua? Of course. Of course. If we're talking about experience, pure boxing technique, smart money might be on Anthony Joshua. But Francis is a fast learner. We saw what he did with Tyson Fury. More than held his own. Many people believe he won that fight. I think he won. He is an absolute specimen. Super fast, explosive, powerful. Right now what I'm thinking, I'm going Anthony Joshua 55-45 in his boxing match. I think they can both knock each other out. But I think Anthony Joshua is going to be potentially very problematic for Francis. Like I said, he can match him size and strength wise. He has way more boxing experience. He can fight technically and he could brawl and bang it out. This one's going to be interesting. But I got to say, regardless, win or lose, Francis won in life. I mean, he can go out there and get starched and that man's set for life. No doubt the payday is going to be super nice. Francis comes off as a super honest, humble, genuine human being who works very hard, has worked for everything he has, and you have to be happy for him. He went against, quote, the man, and he won. Look at the moves this man's making. This is going to set a trend, set the bar high. Conor kind of did it first, but Conor wasn't at odds with the UFC. They were helping him get that Mayweather boxing match. Francis did this against the grain. He did this the hard way with the odds stacked against him. How can you not respect that? When somebody bets on himself and wins, hat is off to you. Anyway, guys, I'm looking forward to this one. I think it's exciting. I'm definitely going to tune in. Drop your thoughts. What do you think about this announcement? Who do you have winning this boxing match? What dangers does Anthony Joshua pose for Francis Ngannou? What dangers does Ngannou pose for Joshua? I may do a more detailed breakdown later on. Just wanted to get some quick thoughts up. Can't wait to read yours. Thanks for watching the segment, guys. And until the next one, take care.